Guys led wire to wire this afternoon in that victory this afternoon, and it was a total team performance. You had a lot of contribution from off the bench, which, you know, probably the most you've had off the bench all year.
Well, and just from our last game against Ulysses, I mean, it just, it cannot be like that. I mean, we're going to be facing some really good teams, and it has to be, everyone has to, you know, really contribute, and I felt like we really had a great team win tonight.
Absolutely, and one of those players you wanted to get going after a rough last game, that was Emily Weathers, and she definitely did, and they guys were beating Fountain Fort Carson in fast break for a few times there, and she got a couple of those buckets from Chaplin for her team high 25.
Yeah, Emily was due. She definitely was due. I'm so happy for her just because I know she's really been struggling, and just basically she's been struggling because she's been getting in foul trouble so much, and so she was really smart. She only had one foul, and so, you know, I think she's finally understanding what we need from her, and I just hope it continues.
And foul trouble for got Lindy Rumford into foul trouble early in the second quarter. She sat the final 6 minutes of that, but she ended up with 9 points. But it was other players that really stepped up and contributed. You need J.C. Rose hit a couple of threes in the first half there. Also, I think probably the biggest one today was Shelby Patton. She was due. She had a couple of big free throws in that first quarter, and she had a basket as well. And she did a lot of things that, you know, she hadn't been doing all year that really helped you guys out.
Right. I mean, I think the girls just need to understand what their role is, and I think now they're kind of figuring out where they can contribute. And, you know, we're just not a 1-2-3 player team. I mean, we're a complete team, and I want everyone to be able to contribute. And I felt like, you know, Shelby, Abby, JC, you know, they were really contributing, because then it's going to be too easy to focus on just a few players.
It was big, and I thought defensively, I thought you guys really held them in check. And when you hold the Rorell girl to 11 points there, and she had to earn those 11 points.
Right. We knew who their main players were going to be, and we didn't want to put them on the free throw line like we did, but, you know, I just didn't want them to get any easy buckets, so, you know, they had to work for it.
It was a big win for your team here, and this is a pretty good Fountain Fort Carson team, and you could tell you really frustrated them, especially on the defensive end.
Well, you know, we tried our press, and it just wasn't working, and I was really proud of our girls for responding the way they did. I mean, we tried 4 different defenses today, and, you know, I was proud of them for responding, and some of them we haven't even gone over too much lately. So, I mean, I was proud for what we did.
Well, coming up here tomorrow, it's either going to be Hayes High or Goodland. They're currently playing over at the high school. Don't have an update on that, but you've seen Goodland before. Hayes High, kind of a team that's really got 8 solid players.
Yeah, they're a very strong team. I know they're going to come out really strong against us. They're a well-coached team. I mean, one of Scott City's own. So, you know, I think we're going to have to be ready to go. And, you know, especially we don't get a lot of time to work on things. And so we're really going to need to be ready to go tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on a good start to the tournament here. A big win for you guys. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.